our website at restoredministriesint.org. Get ready.
Good morning. Come on now, just begin to bless the Lord because he's worthy. Come on now, just because he's worthy. Not because of what he can do, not because what you can get from him, but just because he is worthy. Come on now. He's worthy of your praise. He's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor. Come on now. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Come on now. Just begin to magnify the Lord because he's worthy. Hallelujah. Glory. Come on now. Because he's worthy. Hallelujah. Come on now. He's worthy. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Hey, glory. Come on now. He's worthy. Come on now. Lift him up. Magnify the name of the Lord. He is so worthy. Come on now. Hey, glory. Hikisha. Come on now. He's worthy. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's so worthy. Glory. He's so worthy. Father, we bless you. We magnify you. David said, the Bible says, if I be lifted up, this is Jesus talking. He said that he would draw all men unto himself. Come on now. Just bless the name of the Lord. Ha, glory. Come on now. He's coming in the room. Why? Because God inhabits the praise of his people. Come on now. He's worthy. He's so worthy. Hallelujah. Come on now. Bless the Lord. Share the broadcast. Come on now. Let him know. Hallelujah. Come on now. Come on now. Breakthrough is on the way. Come on now. Breakthrough. Come on now. Your breakthrough is connected to your praise. Come on now. Your breakthrough, your healing. Come on now. It's connected to your praise. It's connected. Woo, my God. It's connected. High glory. All things work what? Together. Come on now. Why? Because it's connected. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Yeah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Come on now. Hallelujah. Come on. He's worthy. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, ha, glory. He said, I will keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me. Come on now. He's worthy. Come on. He's so worthy. Ha, glory. Hikesha. He's so worthy. Come on now. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Come on. Bless him. Come on now. Worship him. Come on now. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on right now. Come on. Get it right now. Hallelujah. Come on now. Woo, my God. If I was you, come on now. If I was you, I would go ahead and begin to sow seed. Come on now. I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health even as your soul prosper. Come on now. Sow your seed. Ha, glory. Sow it right now. Hallelujah. Come on right now. Hallelujah. Come on. Hey, bro. Come on. Hallelujah. Hey, Rekesha. Come on now. Come on. He's here. He's here right now. Come on now. Hey, come on. We're just giving God praise. We're not asking him for anything. We're just blessing his name because the Bible says, David said, I will bless the Lord. Come on now. I will bless him. I will glorify his name. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Why? Because God, according to Psalms 22, God inhabits the praise of his people. Come on now. He inhabits. He gets right in the middle of. Now listen, when he does get in the middle, he's not coming by himself. Oh my God. The Bible says that we have ministering spirits. Our glory. Waiting for us to give them instructions. Our glory. Oh my God. Listen, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. Then it says in verse 12 of John chapter 1, to those that received him, the word, he gave to them the power, his dunamis, to become what? Sons of God. He didn't say servants. He didn't say slaves. He didn't say all that. He said sons. Why? Because when he created you, let me just put this right here. When he created you as sons, divine offspring, his descendants, those who he could connect with his inheritance. Oh, come on now. A slave has no connection. A servant has no connection to the master. Woo, my God. There's no familial connection. So this is why he created us as sons. Woo, my God. See? All right. Come on now. I see y'all going. Listen. Oh, my God. Listen, we've been teaching, and we're going to go here. I'm going to take my time. I just got a couple minutes here. I just want to share with you real quick. We are in the season. 5785 is our season of multiplied and abundant grace. So when you understand what's going on right here, see if I can get this to connect a little faster here. This is your season of multiplied and abundant grace. Come on now. I'm gonna type, it's my season. Come on now. It's my season. Type it right now. It's my season. Come on now. I want you to get this. It's my season. Woo, my God. And when you get this, it's going to take you to a whole nother level. According to Romans chapter 5, okay? Romans chapter 5. Now remember, I'm just sharing with you what's in the word. Romans chapter 5. Look at verse 19 and 20. Come on now. This right here. There we go. Romans chapter 5, verse 19 and 20. Come on, get this right here. Okay, it says, let me just type this in. Romans chapter 5, verse 19 and 20, for time's sake. Okay. It says, for as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. So sin came into the world because of one, okay? So by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Okay, you're made righteous. You can't do anything to become righteous. Oh, come on now. Woo! Moreover, the law entered that the offense or sin might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. This is why this is your season of multiplied and abundant grace. Why? Because for what God is preparing for you to receive, you need multiplied, our glory, and abundant grace. Multiplied and abundant grace. Hey, glory. Ikesha. Woo, my God. This is your season. Our glory. Woo, my God. He's, oh, my God. Okay, 1 Peter. Chapter 1, verse 2. Okay, it says, the elect, according to the foreknowledge of God, the knowledge or the understanding aforetime. Okay, this word foreknowledge in the Greek is a Greek word, the prognosis, where we get our word prognosis, forethought, prearrangement. Okay, so the glory. The elect according to the prearrangement of God, Elohim the Father, through what? Sanctification of the Spirit. So the righteousness is done through the Spirit. It's not done through anything you can do. Oh, come on now. Woo! Unto obedience and the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus. Now, the Bible says that we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. The retelling of what we foreknew, our glory, that God is more than able, to make all grace abound. Oh, come on now. Glory, that the sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be what? Multiplied. Woo! This word multiplied in the Greek is the plethonu of God, which means to increase, to be increased, multiply, to multiply, glory. So this grace, this peace is being multiplied. His supernatural, come on now, let me just the grace. His supernatural empowerment, our glory. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Are you getting this? Woo, my God. Let's see what it says right here. The charis of God, the grace, the charis, which means, our glory, God's holy influence upon us. Okay, his spiritual influence, our glory. The recompense, the reward, the power of the divine. Our glory. Woo! The power of the divine on your life. Oh, my God. So why? Why does he do this? Because the power of the divine is for you to do his divine purpose. Oh, my God. Oh, see, we're going to get this. Woo! Come on now, somebody give him praise and say, it is so. Okay, now listen. We got to get this right here. That when you get this, our glory. Mm-mm-mm. See, here's what the enemy didn't want you to get. See, high glory. See, this is why your faith is necessary. Your faith, your belief or believing with equal or greater corresponding action. Okay, when you begin to act on what you believe, come on now. That's right, Sister Missy. It is so. So when you begin to act on what you believe, okay. Now listen, faith can't even show up until there's understanding. With all you're getting, get understanding, okay? Now what you got to understand right here. Woo, my God. That you in this time and season, okay, in this time and season, you're being returned to favor. You're the restoration, the favor of God is being restored in your life, okay? Woo, this is what the devil don't want you to get. This is why he's upset. Woo, my God, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, where's my scripture? Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Come on now. Someone type, it is so. Come on, get this right. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Come on, we're getting ready to get out of here. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I want you to get that seed ready. You're being restored to favor, our glory, reconcile. It's a ministry. It's an outpouring. It says, our glory. Here we go. Verse 17 through 20. Okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 through 20. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, that means you have asked the Father to come back into your heart, to restore, as David said, creating me a clean heart, and renew a right spirit. Return, restore unto me the joy of what? My salvation. Restore our glory. Woo! If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things, hear that power of all, are become new. And all things, our glory, are of God, who has what? Reconciled us. Woo! He has what? Reconciled us. He has returned to favor. Oh my God, we've been restored to favor, in the favor. Oh my God, unto himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given unto us the ministry. The ministry, this word ministry, let's take a look at this word, the diaconia of God, which means, okay, the office of, oh my God, woo, the administration of, woo, oh come on now, ha, glory, oh my God, the office of, restoration to favor. Oh God, the ministry of reconciliation that God was in Christ. Here we go. This is why you had to be back in Christ. You had to receive salvation so your favor, which is connected to grace and peace, can be restored. Oh my God. Oh, he was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, returning it back, restoring the favor, and not imputing their trespasses. So when you repent, here we go. Someone type, I repent, it is so. See, when you repent, that means, high glory, you change your mind, that leads to a change of life. The Bible says you'll be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Woo, my God. Unto them that have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now, here we go, verse 20. We are ambassadors of Christ, as though God did beseech you. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled unto God. Oh, my God. Come on now, someone type, oh, my God, it is so. You better get this. Oh, there we go. Reconcile, return to favor. Woo, to receive one into favor. Not only are you returned to favor, you are returned into. So he puts you back into. Woo, which means he's putting you back into himself. Woo, my God, because God is a spirit. Favor is a spirit. Grace is a spirit. Peace is a spirit. Joy, love is a spirit. Come on now. These are spiritual empowerments of God. Woo, somebody taught you. You better get this. Woo, my God, my God. Now, why is this key? Because we're going to have to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and we're going to end right here. Because why? In this restoration of favor. Woo, this restoration of favor. Oh, my God, because I got to type this. I got to type this in here. Okay, let me see here. Woo, my God. Yeah. We're going to edit this. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Oh, my God. And this is, we are going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Our glory. Oh, my God. Now, when you get this, it's going to blow your mind. It's going, oh, my God. Oh, come on now. Ooh, I'm just typing this in for you because I want you to see it for yourself. Oh, my God. Oh, because this is going to bless you. It's going to bless you. Someone type, I receive it. Oh, my God. Here we go. Now. Woo, my God. See, here's what the devil didn't want you to know. Okay, here we go. Now, here we go. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Let me just type this in for Instagram. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Oh. Amen. Ooh, the devil is a lie. He was trying to stop you today, but he can't stop this. Okay, we're going to start at verse 6. Okay. Hold on here. Okay, I want you to see this. Verse 6 through 8. For this I say, he that soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. He that soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Every man according to as he purposed in his heart. In his heart. I put thy word deep in my heart. Oh, come on now. Woo! Every man according to as he purposed in his heart. So let him give. High glory. Not grudgingly or out of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Here we go. Verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound. God is able to make all grace abound toward who? You. That you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. I'm so sorry. I thought I put the 9 there. Okay. Here we go. Once again, verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. I want you to see this. And God is able. So now, because you become a cheerful giver, he is connecting verse 7 and verse 8. For God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace. Oh, come on now. Woo, the power of all grace do what? Abound towards you. That you always having what? All sufficiency. What? In all things do what? May abound to every good work. This word abound. Now, here's the key. And we're getting ready to sow our seed. Why? Because the word abound means to be abundantly furnished with. It means to abound. It means to overflow. It means to furnish one richly. And the last one, to be abundantly furnished. Woo, my God. Oh, you better get this right here. Oh, my God, my God. He's able. Oh, my God. Are you getting this? He's able to be abundantly furnished with. Oh, my God. Now. Get your seat right now. Oh, my God. Because why? Because God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. See, so when you do that, all right, now, you sow the seed, the 5785 seed, right? Use the PayPal, use the QR code. But I want you guys to also, I want to challenge you to use my Cash App and do the Taruma this morning at $MDBryant. Why? Because when you put it into the hand of the prophet, God honors the mouth of the prophet. Ezekiel 44:30. For the first of all first fruits of all things, of every teruma, of all, and every sort of that word oblation in the Hebrew is teruma, shall be the priest. You shall also give to the priest the first of your dough, that he may do what? Cause the blessing to rest in your house. Remember, the word abound. Okay. Oh, my God. So are you getting this right now? The word abound means to be abundantly furnished. So now, when you sow into the Cash App, our glory, the 5785 seed, amen. So, listen, you get into a lifestyle of making God have to prove his word to you. He said to make it abound toward you. He's able to make all grace abound toward you, to abundantly furnish you. Come on now. He's coming in your direction. Father, I thank you. You said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, I declare and decree that as they sow seed this morning, woo, Father, that you are activating. You are activating. You are activating the grace to abound. The grace to abound toward them. And Father, in Jesus' name, we count it done. It is so. And I speak that they are multiplied and increase. You're adding woo to them in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen and amen. Listen, don't miss this Sunday's hour of power. Oh my God, listen. Because of the word, you're going to abound. Because of the word, you're going to be richly furnished. You're going to be abundantly furnished. Woo! You're going to be restored to favor in Jesus' name. We'll see you Sunday morning, 7:30, for the hour of power. Me and Prophet Tanya Bryant.